press play.
Curtain up and now we're in.
It's time to taste in
the shade and tea to spill.
Ooh, drama.
Ooh, that's a tweet. Did they book?
Who got nominated?
They optioned no.
Oh, I'm not well.
What star will we talk to today? Oh, that's a gag, honey.
Say no more. Drama.
Drama. Welcome to Drama, a podcast that covers theater,
pop culture,
love,
and life in New York City.
And
the world.
I'm Connor McDowell.
And I am Dylan McDowell. For 2 years in a row now, we've been doing this, Connor.
Oh my God. It's hitting me in this moment. I have this smile on my face. I can't believe we've been doing this for 2 years. It's like I said to you, you know, a couple months ago when we were talking about planning for this. I can't believe two years of Wednesdays that have been filled with podcast releases.
And Tuesdays of preparing for said release. And every Sunday other day of the week,
Saturday.
Laying awake in bed at night thinking, what are we going to do for this guest? Or are we going to have anyone to fill this slot? And
it's been two years
of drama for all of you, but for us, it's been a lot much longer.
Yeah, the podcast is actually called Drama because there's so much drama on the back end of Dylan and I trying to figure out who's going to be on the show, what are we doing, what
because
can we
do? We've been very public that is like the hardest part is scheduling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
now, it was literally super easy during the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
which was where we really found our, I mean, I just want to say thank you, first of all, to everyone who's been listening for all this time. But for those who found us during the pandemic and said that we provided a light and a connection to theater, I think that's really where we found our success. And we've been riding it ever since. And now Broadway is back open. And 2 years ago when we started this, we were in the middle of a new Broadway season.
Right.
A season that finally capped off in September.
And we had no idea what we were doing.
Not a clue.
Do we still? Dylan, are you well?
I am actually very well right now. Ah. I am just so happy. I'm really excited about this two-part. I'm very excited about this special two-year celebration that we have for our devoted listeners who have been with us from the beginning. And what we did is we polled everyone on our Patreon. We consulted with the committee and we figured out who we haven't chatted with in a while that we could bring back and catch up with them as a podcast celebration, just to celebrate 2 years.
And obviously we wanted to talk to everybody, but it just couldn't happen this time. So, you know, hopefully we can revisit some conversations later with some of our treasured friends of the pod, the drama fam, as we affectionately call them.
And there's so many guests who have become integral to this podcast, who connect us with friends, who gas us up on social media, who are just always there to, you know, continue the fun, continue the friendship. And we are just like so grateful for it. I can't stress it enough. I think that if there's anything that these last couple of years have shown, it's just how grateful Connor and I are for the community of friends and family and new friends who just uplift this podcast and all the other endeavors like merch and the Patreon and little social media contests and things like that.
I know. And I guess this is my chance to tell you, if this is your first time joining the podcast listening experience, we do have extra episodes in addition to our weekly episodes on our Patreon, where it's just Dylan and I talking, sometimes with special guests, about theater, pop culture, love, and life. And it's everything.
It's basically so like, it's like the last couple of minutes, but about specific topics and about our lives, and just it's really fun. And we have, you know, some juicy things going on over there. So
I know 2 years, it is just amazing. So I don't want to keep waxing poetic on this, but everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you to Maggie Montalto for being our editor for almost the entire first 2 year run. We could not have done this without you. You are literally a day one for us. Mm-hmm. So have to give her a shout out. And I, Dylan, cannot wait for what year three is going to bring, because it's going to be, we're shaking it up. We are bringing it.
Maybe a little twist on the format, but it's still going to be the drama that you know and love. We're still coming at you every single week.
Oh, yes.
And
every week.
I'm like smiling ear to ear right now because I think our first friend of the pod is calling in for this little telephone hour.
Oh my God. Wait a minute. I knew that my knickers were in a twist for a reason.
It wouldn't be a 2-year party without someone that we wanted from the start, had in the middle, and are meeting here at the, what is it? What do you call a 2-year celebration? Not a bi?
Not a bicentennial. I feel like that's...
That's like 100.
Yeah. I think it's just 2-year anniversary.
Okay. A 2-year anniversary guest. Literally love this man.
He's fantastic. He's amazing. Hello.
What's up?
What's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Are you all not in the same space?
Not anymore. No.
We parted ways. I'm in New York again.
Are you? Really?
The land of opportunities, a.k.a. Hell's Kitchen. And by opportunities, I mean gay excursions.
My my two closest friends, Mike and Jonathan, just moved down there.
Oh, yeah?
Colton, listen. Do you remember us?
Guys, yes. It was 54 Below. I remember, of course. You know, it's funny. I was trying to wear something that, like, a piece of clothing that I thought I would have, like, worn around the time of this last year.
You might have been wearing a sweatshirt.
I think if I was, it could have easily been this one, as I had just gotten it then. And it's my, like slubby wake up sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Well, I remember that you had just woken up. You were, like, hungover, I think.
No.
Not never.
No.
Not you. Not
no
you.
Way.
But you also did have this fresh haircut.
Right after that, I grew it out, like down almost shoulder length.
Oh.
And then I'm doing this thing now in Georgia. I'm in Georgia again.
Yeah, you were already a stage and television star, but now you're literally the breakout star of a film. How does it feel?
Sheesh. That's very kind. I don't feel any different. So that's a funny thing to hear. Because
okay, he's humble. He's no, humble.
I, it's just true. I won't walk down the street and people are like, oh my god, like there's no catching of the breath. There's no, you know.
If it was 8th Avenue, it'd be a little different.
You're right. If it within maybe 4 city blocks, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But down here in the Publix, nope. I'm just another person. It was like, wow. Why are you wearing a mask?
Oh yeah, you're the lone. You're the one who's shamed for wearing a mask. Yeah, probably.
You're following the rules. Yeah.
Oh my god. Well, Colton, how the hell are you? It's been like a year since we spoke, and so much has happened in the world and in, I imagine, in your life. How have things been?
Things have been really good. I went home after we'd spoken and like had the holidays and loved that. But I'd been at my mother's house then at that point for about like 8-9 months of the year, and I was like, okay, it's time to go.
And that was Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky. Yeah, good memory. And then ended up back in the city, planned on, you know, staying, and then got this job and then came down here. And so far, I mean, but despite the chaos of the world, we found a good rhythm within it. So yeah, pretty good, honestly.
I love that. And of course, you're still with the beautiful Adrienne.
Of course, she's actually inside while sleeping, so I'm not going to expose her.
And you had Rumble before, but is there another dog in your life
there
now? Another special young...
I feel like a young man is coming to our house and he's like a son.
If Connor had a nickel for every time that happened.
Oh god. He'd have 2 nickels.
Yeah.
there's a little I can't remember if we were talking about this last time, because it would have been around the same. I was ideating having another dog right when I saw you all.
Oh, okay. I don't think you mentioned it, but I remember seeing it on Instagram shortly thereafter.
Yes, he popped right out of it was beautiful out of Adri's womb.
Wow.
Right after that.
The miracle of life.
It is. And they're just hairless at the beginning. You know, they just pop right out and then it just starts growing and growing so fast.
Yeah. And what is your second pup's name?
Taz.
Taz.
Like the Tasmanian devil?
Yes. My mom used to call me that as a kid. So I don't know. It just stuck. And he is a Taz.
Do him and Rumble get along? Do you like how this is a podcast about what your dogs are like?
I'd rather talk about them any time of day, because I'm like ultimate. I've actually kind of dived deeper into dog dad aesthetic and like lifestyle. Like I'll go out of my way to be like, oh man, did you see that new like goodie bag that they dropped from Kurgo? Like I should pick that up, I think.
Your bark box come to your house once a month?
We were religious bark boxers, but we realized that like sometimes they send too many treats. Mm-hmm. And want to keep them on like, and they're always like, they're like this week's turkey. This is salmon. And you're like, wait, hold on. One thing at a time. So now I just sort of like am like looking on the internet at all times for a backpack to go on his back, you know, that we can go hiking together in, or like,
oh, so cute.
I'm just like such a dad now about the dogs. I'm thinking maybe it's going to lead me to the other kind of dad soon.
Wow. Well, you never know, honestly.
Do you think you and Adri are meant to be?
I know we are.
Drama.
Connor's going to cry. Now, Colton, I have one thing to say about the Dear Evan Hansen movie, and that's that Connor and I, actually, I have a few things to say, but you were my favorite part of the whole movie. When Connor and I saw it, somebody said something out loud in the theater. They said it was when you were rubbing your nipples, and someone said, God, he's so hot.
Wait, it was me?
I can't confirm if it was Connor or not, but...
That's really what got you?
Like, yeah, I mean, that was my takeaway from the piece.
That's a little kinky for you, the nipple thing?
Well, you know, it was a long pandemic, and I don't know.
It's kinky for me too. And just to know we're in this together. That is hilarious. I went to go see it for the first time, well, actually one time publicly. So I saw it like the screenings with like, you know, a whole group of people who were like invited and like, they have to be nice. And then I went one time here in Georgia and
in disguise.
I mean, lightly. Yeah, sure. I mean, where you wore sweats and I was sitting in like the middle row and I was with Adrian and her parents. So they're like weeping already at the beginning and like shaking. And I do the first line. My first line is I scream in Evan's face. I'm like, why are you laughing? And someone right behind me just goes,
oh no.
And I was like, man, yep. That's it.
You seem to have a sense of humor about the moment though.
Oh, it was hilarious to me. I mean, it's like that scene in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. There's like the Sharon Tate scene where she goes to the movie theater and
she puts her feet up.
Well, before that, when she's at the window and she's like, can I see the movie? And they're like, yeah, it'll be like $3. And she's like, I'm in the movie. You know, and she like kind of keeps going through this, like the most, it just gets more and more painful because they're no, that's not you. That's the girl from Peyton Place. And she's like, no, I'm right there on the poster. And she's like, no, that's the girl from Peyton Place. And then finally, when she gets through, the other guy, she's like, is this her? And like, oh my God, Miss Tate, I'm so sorry. Like, of course, come right in. Please have a drink, whatever you'd like. And then he goes, well, actually, before that, we have to get a picture. And she's like, oh my God. Yeah, I'd love to. That's, yeah, of course. And then he goes, quick, let's take it by the poster so people know who you are.
Oh, I forgot about that moment. I just remember her feet.
That's your king, you see. That's
okay. I'm on Listen, the record. It's becoming more and more acceptable in the Lord's year of 2021. So
it is.
That's true. I'm on the record saying that I think Margot Robbie should have been nominated for an Oscar for that role over Bombshell. She was nominated for Bombshell that year, wasn't she?
I could see that.
I thought she did a lot with a little, which I suppose you also did in Dear Evan Hansen. You know, Connor isn't in it that much. And I guess the movie's been out long enough to say they ended up cutting all the stuff where Evan is communicating with Connor throughout his lies. Right. But they did give you that song at the end, which was so beautiful. Right. And they did dig a little bit more into the character, I think, with showing us his time at rehab. And I think you did a beautiful job, Colton.
Thank you very much. And I want to say on the record that, yes, I agree about Margot Robbie, but I would be more upset with the Academy for not giving it to her for I, Tonya over anything else.
Because when the courtroom scene, I mean, come on.
When she's staring into the barrel of the camera, that's the mirror, and she just keeps smiling and then breaking and smiling and then breaking down. Like, just genius.
Vicky Busser needs to show that to all freshmen now at BW as this is how you do a scene.
This is on camera class.
What kind of cereal are you eating?
It's Cap'n Crunch Halloween special, so you can't really see, but maybe you can. The milk becomes green as you go.
Nice. Oh, so you're more of that than Count Chocula?
Fuck Count Chocula. You can put that on the record.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like chocolate cereal. What do you remember most about filming Dear Evan Hansen? Like, what is like the big moment you'll take away from it all?
My takeaway was I would let Isaac Powell bully me any day.
I also love just how like absolutely jacked they all are. Like, everyone's coming for Ben and me and everyone being like, they're old. And it's like, okay, look around this school. Everyone's old. Like, everyone's young and everyone's old. Everyone's jacked and everyone's not. Like,
Colton, no one has said you're too old.
No one said me?
No one has said you.
That means the retinol's working.
I have my finger on the pulse of the Twitter sphere.
The message boards,
yeah.
Right.
Wait, were you like on Twitter reading about people's reactions to the film? Is that like okay to ask? We can always cut this.
Yeah. No, I mean, I just thought whatever was happening was so interesting. I could not follow it. I thought I'm so proud of the movie that it doesn't affect me. I just thought it was such a weird thing to follow. I was like, you could study this in a classroom. It's so bizarre. I mean, it's this movie is really tasteful and like nicely done. And yet it was ransacked before it even got to the store. I mean, it was like so weird. And the way it all transpired, it was just, I don't know. It's like one of a kind.
Yeah.
Because I'd get it. It was like, we were like, opening weekend was like, made about a little more than Cats did. The second worst musical ever. And it was like, okay, yeah, but that's like Apple, like quality wise, that is insane.
Mm-hmm. Insane.
Like,
I know when the reviews were coming out, people are like, worst musical ever. I was like, have you watched any movie musical?
I don't think, I just think like by pure numbers, like people just haven't seen the movie still. I mean, like it didn't make much money. And like,
I'm surprised there wasn't like a streaming component to it. Cause I feel like,
it is tough, and I wonder, all the articles, of course, in retrospect, but then were like, this should have been on streaming. This should have been exclusively for Peacock. And it was like, yeah, okay, well, if that had been the case, I would have been like, okay.
No, yeah, I liked that it was a theatrical release.
I did too.
We'll see how West Side Story does. I mean, I don't know.
I'd be curious. I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, I, of course, cried like a baby during You Will Be Found, because Pasek and Paul put their whole pussy into that song.
They fucking did.
Slapping around.
Literally. And I love your new song, which of course Phineas also sings on the soundtrack. Yes.
Dead. Absolutely.
That's
dead.
Crazy.
When they told me, I mean, like I was just, well, it's the combination of him and SZA. Like the fact that they have seen us in a movie and they were like, I can get down to that. Like that is really strange to me still. Not that I love music theater and like with all my heart, but I just never thought SZA would watch and be like,
right.
I know.
That's nice.
I'm surprised we didn't get a Billie Eilish version of Requiem.
Oh, that would have been good.
I will sing our Requiem.
And I...
That would have been it.
Cannot play the greatest hands. So whispery. Even the,
I know,
big bridge.
I love it.
Okay, wait. I have chills.
Don't lie.
And you weren't even rubbing your nipples this time.
I was, you just can't see.
Wait, I want to ask you about the girl from, is it the girl from Plainville?
Yeah.
And not the girl from the North Country. You already knew that girl. You know, now you got a new girl.
I got girls on girls, yeah.
What's the story of that?
Okay, so do you remember there was a story a couple years ago made national news because it was such a, it was a one of those court cases just played out for the public. And it was about a young girl who convinced her boyfriend to commit suicide by text message.
Yeah. There was an HBO or Netflix documentary about it.
Yes, there was an HBO. And we are now the dramatization of how it got to that point and then also sort of an examining of that case and what it means, you know, just in the context of America.
Are you the boy?
I am.
Holy shit.
This is intense. Are you being typecast now?
Yeah. Ugh. I had to call my mom when I got it, and I was like, okay, look, you're not missing anything. Like, nothing's wrong, all right? Let me preface it that way. She was like, should I be worried? It's like, no. Although then again, I am starting to be like, what are they seeing in me?
No, I mean, you definitely have done some sad boy parts. I mean, Alice by Heart, he was kind of a sad boy.
He was a sad boy, but he was a circumstantial, like that was like sad things were really happening.
Did he have consumption?
TB, right?
I had the consumption. Yes. No, yeah. As we know it in normal time, TB.
Okay. Oh my God. Well, Colton, listen, this has been so much fun. I always feel like it's just such a fun banter with you.
I agree. You boys are the bee's knees.
Hey, thanks. So you enjoy the drama. You enjoy drama.
I live for drama.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being a part of our podcast. Thanks for helping us celebrate 2 years. It seriously like made my week, if not month.
I wish you all the best this fall with all the fun things you've got coming down, you know, both professionally and personally. I have a feeling good things are to come.
Well, thank you so much, Colton. We appreciate you taking the time with us.
Of course. I'm gonna go I'm gonna work out now.
Do you film today?
No, I for some reason have a really light week.
It all worked out perfectly.
Yeah, I know. I when you emailed that, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm actually pretty free, so I should go.
How many episodes is it going to be?
8.
I love that.
We're in the middle of 4th. We finished 3.
Oh, okay.
Are there any celebs in the show?
Yeah, it's Elle Fanning, and then Chloe Sevigny is my mom. And oh, and you all will gag the most for this. Guess who my dad is? Norbert Leo Butts.
Shut up.
Literally stop
Dylan's
it.
Dylan's favorite person ever.
He's my hero.
He's mine too. It took me maybe an hour to tell him that. I was like, I'll play it cool. I'll like wait like a couple months.
I could see the family resemblance, the drag family resemblance.
I've taken a picture now on the other day. I was like, oh, that's weird. Like it is, it is kind of strange.
If you could do any of Norbert's roles in like a revival, what, which one would you want?
I mean, it would have been Jamie, I guess, obviously, but I kind of think I would want to do the Dirty Rotten Scoundrel stuff. Like I think I would have a lot of fun with that.
You scoundrel.
I'm dirty, really. That's what I am.
Do you have any interest in doing Broadway anytime soon?
Very much so. I'm actually like actively, I'm realizing that it probably looks like I'm just like slowly like walking away.
Uh-huh.
And I keep, anytime anyone asks me that, I'm like, nope, nope, nope. No, desperately trying to be there, trying to get there. Because, you know, I was going to go back to North Country and then this happened. Yeah. And then it would have been really exciting to be a part of, I think, like that first wave of shows. That would have been really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hoping, you know, like anyone, like I hope this actually opens the door for me to be able to come back and do something like that. I feel really, I don't want to just do anything. I'd really love for it to be like a very pointed piece, you know, something that's new
or
relevant. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'm actually hoping to in the spring. I really just pitching myself to anyone who asks, like, you got something in the pipeline?
Everyone knows who you are now, Colton. So this is great. And I love that you're on the album for North Country. It's gorgeous.
It is. I'm so glad I got that squeezed in. Otherwise, if we hadn't done it like that weekend, I wouldn't have been on it.
Wow.
Wow. It was like
we opened and we did it that weekend. And if it truly was like, actually, we finished it on Monday and everything closed on Thursday.
That's nuts.
It is. I'm like really thankful for it because, you know, cast albums live on forever. So it's just,
oh yeah.
And I put a lot of work into that show. I mean, it was 2 years with it. And I was like, I'm getting my song. Damn it.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Are you on the cast album for Dear Evan Hansen?
For the movie, not the original.
Okay. I wondered.
When I joined, it was already deep in it. Like I joined the last day of tech.
Oh, I remember you saying that. Yeah.
I wasn't even like a virtual voice in the
I was going
to
say, can I be one of the, can I be Natalie Weiss and just do some backup vocals? And
there is like, they love assembling like the Avengers of nasty singing when it comes to the You Will Be Found chorus. Like you see the featurette for the movie, it is once, I don't know if Natalie's in it, it's like it's just a crazy vocalist. Mm-hmm. And then you watch and you can they like do like the in whatever Avatar Studios or whatever, they show like back behind the scenes video and you can hear the audio of people just screlting. And it's the kind of thing where they tell them like, don't blend. Like we'll take care of that. Just just literally sing it exactly the way you'd want to do it.
Yeah.
And so people are like, out of the shadows.
Uh-huh.
It's like just insane, like all different kinds of stylistic stuff. And like, they really, you're right. They really dragged their poo-poo on that one.
They meant it.
Thank you so, so much. Thank you for everything you've done for our podcast. Your episode is one of our most popular of all time. And it's
for real.
All because of you.
You boys are the best.
Thank you, Colton.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, he is just the best. Colton is always down to play.
Seriously, so fun. I mean, obsessed with him. What more can I even say? I cannot. But listen, Dylan, we can't keep lingering on this because I think we have another call coming in.
Call waiting. It's Aisha Jackson, who the last time we spoke, she was in between shows at Frozen. She was standing by for Anna. And oh, she even went on that night. She got the call right when we were done chatting that she was going to be going on.
I remember that. She was like laughing, walking down the hallway. And I remember we were also just seeing parts 1 and 2 of The Inheritance. And we were in such a space and she is amazing. And I'm so excited to hear what she has to say.
I know. Let's bring her in.
All right. It's so nice to see you.
You too. How are you guys doing?
Since we last saw you, it's been a crazy time.
Yeah.
But all is well. Connor and
all is well.
For the pandemic, we moved home to Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
It was great.
It was great.
we got to be with our parents, and we got a family dog, and it was like being a teenager all over again.
Aww, I love that.
It was cute. Yeah, yeah. It was cute. How did you spend your pandemic?
Well, I was here in New York for the beginning of it. And then around like June, the end of June, top of July, I went to Georgia, and I was supposed to stay for a month, and I stayed until October. So that was very interesting. It was lovely to spend time with my family, but I also started therapy.
It goes hand in hand sometimes.
You know, sometimes. But no, it was actually very positive. Of course, it had moments of negativity and like being just like, you know, sad and depressed, and am I doing enough? And what else can I do? And be present, spend time with your family. I'm not making money. It's okay. Uh-huh. Like, there were many levels to that journey, sure. But it was nice to be at home with my family because I live in New York by myself. So okay. I love living by myself, but unfortunately, my great grandmother passed due to COVID.
Oh my God. So sorry.
Yeah, thank you. But that happened in April. And then with everything with like Breonna Taylor and all that stuff, like I was feeling like I was having like panic attacks in my apartment. I felt like I had a panic attack in my apartment. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah, I need to go home and be around like my family. And so I went and I celebrated my birthday with them. And then I stayed longer. And then I had a solo concert there with Airbnb's online experiences.
Oh, yes. I saw that.
That was happening.
And I got my like family to sing with me. And so that was fun and just, yeah, grew that way. And then I went to Colorado and taught at my university.
Wait, you were a professor?
I was a professor for a day, darling. Just for one day. I was a guest artist because there are a group of students I went to University of Northern Colorado, but there are a group of students there who started this organization for the students of color called Operation Cheesecake. It's a long story with their name, but it's an amazing organization. And they brought in like so many guest artists of color, like more from them doing this on their own as students than the university really has ever had.
And that's how it goes.
And
isn't
yeah,
it?
Right. And so they spearheaded that and they reached out to me. And so I spoke with them. And then that got me talking some more to some of the professors and different things. And I was invited to come up and I got to meet all those students in person as well as many of the other student body. And yeah, it was just really cool to connect with them. And I took them to dinner and introduce them to some of my friends that they find to be like famous.
Of course.
I was like, oh yeah, I know him. No, but I was like, you want to talk to him? And I have really kind friends. So I was able to be like, here, talk to your favorite Hamilton, Michael LaVoye, and talk to this person. Uh-huh. And so then they like talked to them and he was so generous. He stayed on the phone with them for like an hour. And we were just at the restaurant talking. So yeah, it was cool. I got some little mentees that I've been able to connect with throughout the pandemic. And they actually came to visit New York and I like took them out and we like kicked it. And yeah, so those moments of connection have been amazing. And being able to gig here and there and do like my first voiceover animation.
Oh my goodness. Wait, I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, with Central Park, animation on Apple TV.
I am gagged. That's so cool.
In my living room. Literally in my living room, cushions all over my desktop and this lovely little mic in my living room. It was hilarious. I loved every second of it. But yeah, that was cool. Because the song I got to sing and the scene I got to do was with Leslie Odom and Emmy Raver. And so I was like, oh, this is so cool. Just kicking it.
That's Rory O'Malley and Josh Gad are a part of that.
Yes,
too, right?
Yes. Okay. There are a lot of, yes.
It's all Broadway.
Yes, basically. In the episode I was on, I think Patti LuPone was on it and another. Like, I was like, this is so cool.
Wait, I'm like so excited that all of these cool things have happened, but I have to remember. So right before the pandemic, weren't you about to ship out to Chicago?
Yes, we were.
For Once Upon a One More Time.
Once Upon a One More Time. That's
how it goes. Is that a preview?
Yeah. Just for you two.
Exclusive. No, yeah. Exclusive.
Right, right, right. No, yeah, I was in rehearsals for that. We were in the second week. Wow. And yeah, it was a little, it was crazy. I didn't actually go to rehearsal on the final day because I felt sick. And I was freaking out because our director choreography team, husband and wife, they have a little, at that time, they had a little newborn and she was in the other room, like with us, you know, in rehearsals and everything. Mm-hmm. And so when everything shut down on March 12th, Broadway, but our producers and our team were like, all right, we're going to still keep rehearsing because we're not on Broadway, you know, like we're going to Chicago. So we'll keep rehearsing until Chicago says no. And then the very next day, Chicago said no. So we had our last day rehearsal March 13th. And I woke up that morning, like I felt like a bus had like knocked me out. And I was like, I'm not going to come in because I'm scared that I'm sick and I don't want to get the baby sick and I don't want to get anybody else sick. And come to find out, like half of my cast ended up getting COVID. I never got tested, so I don't know if I actually had it.
Okay. I was going to ask.
Yeah. My friend, we were both experiencing some of the same symptoms and he tested positive eventually, mm-hmm. but I had started to feel better. So I never went to go check it out, but I'm pretty sure that was probably what it was.
Oh my God. That is so crazy. I actually remember after we recorded with you, I think you told us, you were like, oh, you guys, by the way, I'm going to be in Once Upon a One More Time.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to be Snow White.
Yeah. That's so cool. Can you say anything about the show at all? Or is it like very secretive? Hush, hush.
It's not too secretive. There are certain things I cannot say, but, but no, I've been lucky enough, blessed enough to work on this since October 2017.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel like people don't really realize like it takes so long for shows mm-hmm. to pop. I mean, every now and then you get a show that's just like, we're here, but mm-hmm. it can take so many years to get a show to Broadway. And for that one, yeah, we had our first, it was like a 29-hour reading back in October 2017. And we've gone through many iterations, many casts, many script, but I've stuck through with Snow.
Always is Snow White.
Yes, Snow White.
Do you get to sing an iconic Britney song?
Okay. So I wouldn't call it iconic, but
it's a Britney song.
I do get to sing a Britney song. Okay. And it will be iconic because it's amazing and we're going to make it a moment. Okay.
Absolutely. Oh my God.
All her music's iconic to us. So
yes, you're like, but every Britney song.
I know.
Oh my God. I hope my favorite Britney song is in it.
What's your...
This is like so embarrassing, but it's Sometimes. You know that one?
I do. I've heard so it maybe in the rehearsal room a few times.
Oh my God. Oh my God. And also Justin Guarini's in it and I am obsessed with
him. He's our prince and he is a fool. Yes.
He's the prince and the fool.
He actually came on the podcast during the pandemic.
Oh, he did?
He's a friend of the pod.
He did.
Oh, yay!
He was so sweet and fun and generous. And I was like, is this really happening?
Yeah.
Justin Guarini.
Yeah, he's very sweet. He's charming.
So, he's so great. So wait, are you dating? Are you in love? Like, what's going on?
I wish. We all got back into the rehearsal room and people was like, I got married and I was like... I spent a lot of time with the Lord. not a bad thing, okay? I have strengthened my relationship with my Heavenly Father. No, I'm not. I went on a date. It was interesting, to say the least. But I am still looking.
You're still looking?
Well, because you're leaving town, though. So you're going to D.C.,
right? I am
leaving
town. I hope to meet a lovely gentleman in D.C.,
there you go. Maybe someone with some money, some stability.
Right. Look, you said some money. No, I am open to love. I've been working on myself, you know, to make sure that I'm ready to receive love when it arrives.
Yeah. Well, Aisha, it has been so nice just to hear what's going on. I'm always just so impressed by your positivity and the way that you're able to center yourself in conversations. It's honestly inspiring to me because I feel like I'm all over the place sometimes. So.
Oh, trust. I am too. But thank you. I appreciate it. I try. It's tough. This past year and a half has definitely taught me to just, you know, go with the flow. I'm not usually a go with the flow person, but I've learned, you know, to just Wusa, be present. What are we dealing with today? Okay, that's what we're going to figure out and like keep it moving. But yeah.
Lessons relinquish to carry forward. Control. Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. Well, this has been so nice. Thank you for celebrating 2 years with us. Thanks for being one of our OG guests.
Yes, you are one of our original guests. You're in like the first 3 months that we did the pod. Like one of our, like Dylan, wouldn't you say like top, like in our first 15 episodes or something?
Yes. Why did you ever say yes to these strange gay twins?
I mean, you guys are lovely. How can you say no?
Well, listen, thank you so much. I cannot wait to see Once Upon a One More Time. And I wish only the best for you. We'll connect soon again, I'm sure of it.
Yes. Happy anniversary. It's your anniversary.
I love that girl.
That was so much fun.
It bringing energy, bringing iconic behavior.
But wait, we have another call coming in.
Wait, it's from a different time zone, Dylan.
And I don't recognize this area code.
I think it's London calling.
Wait, I do think that we're patching someone in. Hey,
what's up?
Hi. Sorry, it was that awkward moment. You know when like you're waiting for the video to load and the audio to load? Just like...
I know it well. Jordan, it's so good to see you.
You too. How are you guys?
So good. Thanks for doing this with us.
No, of course. It's a good idea. You're doing like little catch-ups with everyone?
Yeah.
Well, with our most fan favorite guests. Oh. So everyone who people loved in the first 2 years, we're reconnecting with.
Oh, I feel very blessed that you picked me.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
My favorite ones. My favorite twins. How are you both doing?
We've been good. I'm back in New York City now. I was quarantining during lockdown in Ohio.
Okay.
And I moved back to New York and I'm working in advertising for Broadway shows again. Oh, so
love that. And so things are picking up again. I've seen like, is nearly everything open there now?
Yes, you're right, actually. I hadn't thought about it like that. Yeah. But yes, almost everything is back up. I think there's just like maybe two or three things that still have to open, but...
Yeah, we have a couple that still are waiting to open. I think Dear Evan Hansen opens in a few weeks. I think that might be the last one, actually. But yeah, everything's kind of slowly opened up over the last few months. It feels weird. It's like, how did we manage to go so long without theatre? Now that we're back, it feels like everything's just slid back into normality.
Yeah.
I don't know how we managed to cope for that whole year.
I know. Wait, and Dear Evan Hansen stars that little blonde twink, doesn't it?
Sam Tutty, yes.
I think he's a ginger, Connor.
He's a ginger. Yeah, he's kind of a strawberry blonde.
Okay.
He's a friend of mine. He's great.
I think he's in our family of hair.
Yeah, he's in your family for sure. Maybe a distant cousin.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. He's cute, so I don't know if I'd want him to be a cousin. Anyways, you asked how I'm doing, and I am good. Me and my boyfriend of 5.5 years are finally living together.
Wow, congrats.
How is it?
Is it a weird adjustment?
You have no idea. Because it was long distance for most of those years.
Okay.
So it's like when we'd see each other, it'd be like, a 3-day weekend or maybe like a holiday week or something like that. And now it's like, are you going to pick up your laundry or who's going to be doing the dishes? It's very different, but it's great.
It's like really getting to know each other again, isn't it? Like on a whole other level.
It absolutely is. We actually had a long conversation about it the other day. I'm like, do you still like me? Like after everything?
Where are you living with him?
We're living in Columbus, Ohio, which is the capital of Ohio.
Cool.
We're not sure for how long because he's an actor as well. So when he's ready to go to New York, we'll maybe ship out there and join Connor. But I visited Connor a few times in the city already, and we have tons of fun.
Yeah, I can imagine you guys get up to all sorts.
Oh my God.
We do.
And Jordan, you've got a roommate.
There's a friend in the background.
Yeah, this is Bowie. Bowie. This is my
dog. He's gotten so big.
I know he has. And I didn't, last time I spoke to you, I didn't have him. He didn't even exist.
Not yet. Oh. No.
He's like the dream. He's like everything I wanted in a dog. I knew I wanted a dog for quite some time. And I wrote down like all of the things I wanted in the breed. So I did so much research. And it's like somebody answered my prayers and gave him to me. He's been perfect.
So is he a golden doodle?
He's a Cavapoo, a toy Cavapoo. So he's half Cavalier and half poodle. But his dad was a toy poodle. So like, that's why he's super small. Like, he's fully grown now and he weighs like 3 kilos.
He's the perfect size. He is adorable. I literally cannot. And he's so calm.
So calm.
We had Cassidy Jansen on the podcast this spring, she was like dog sitting him or something. Wasn't she, Dylan?
Yeah.
Oh, she was. Yeah, that's right. She came around mine and she was dog sitting for me. I think it was my birthday and I had like my friend planned like a whole day for me. So she came around and looked after the dog and drank a whole bottle of Moët.
That's so
fun. I was
fun.
Like, make yourself at home, Cassidy. Make yourself at home.
Wait, so Jordan, you have been up to a lot. Like, we obviously need to discuss that Anne Juliet is back up and running, right?
It is. Yeah, we've been up now, I think, for 3 weeks.
Okay.
So it's great. It's so lovely to be back there with everybody. And the audiences are amazing again. I feel like they're even better than they were last time. So yeah, it just feels incredible. Because when the pandemic hit, it was kind of when we were peaking the show, because we'd been open in London for probably 3 months. And people had started to hear about it and there was a real buzz about it. And then the pandemic shut down. And then the show's kind of grown a fan base over the pandemic because people have just been at home listening to the soundtrack. Uh-huh. And so now got like these audience members who know the show before they come because they've been listening online. Kind of like that whole like Wicked era. I remember like when I we would like listen to the Wicked soundtrack before it came over to London. And so when it came, all the theatre kids like knew what the show was.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like got that feeling, which is really exciting.
Oh, that is amazing. Yeah. I mean, that's Connor and I found it during the pandemic. Well, maybe a little bit before, but you know, it's probably because we had you on the pod and everyone heard your episode and everyone in the States fell in love with Anne Juliet. That's gotta be it.
Maybe that's what it is. It must be the podcast for sure.
But like right before Anne Juliet, you obviously did Heathers.
Yeah, I did. That was very, this is a thing. Like it's been such a crazy like 18 months for the industry that like being shut down and it's been hard for so many people, but then personally for me I've had opportunities come from it that I wouldn't have been able to do, like Heathers. I was only able to do that because Anne Juliet hadn't reopened yet, and so that was like such an amazing experience. It was honestly, playing that role was probably the highlight of my career so far, because really? It's just such a I mean, don't get me wrong. I absolutely love playing Romeo and I loved doing But Out of Hell. But there was something about JD that he had so many layers and it was just so diverse in terms of his characteristics, what I was able to portray each night, and like the darkness of him as well as like his kind of sexy comedy side. Yeah. It was just like really, it was just like something, a part that I'd never had the opportunity to play before. So it was, yeah, I left the show very sad. I think I cried my way through the whole last show. It was a bit of a mess.
And is the show still going without you?
The show is on tour.
Okay.
So it's a completely different cast. But it was so lucky that the dates that they had, the Theatre Royal Haymarket, fell perfectly before I started Anne Juliet. I finished Heathers and started Anne Juliet rehearsals the next day. It was like, it just everything aligned very, very well. But yeah, wait, I missed that show.
Did you use an American accent?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my God.
I think there might be a bootleg online, you know, somewhere.
All right, we'll have to go digging. I know I heard you singing either 17, I think is maybe there was a version of that, and it was gorgeous, of course.
Thank you.
As always, Jordan.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I loved that. And she is, she's such a powerhouse. I worked with her on Bat Out of Hell as well. It was like, it was a full circle moment. We were both playing opposite each other again. So
I saw that. So I'm sure the Bat Out of Hell fans, who I know we discussed last time, are very rabid.
Oh yeah.
We're psyched to see you two back together again on stage.
We had I think we had like a trip load of Bat Out of Hell fans come like on one show. It was like 400 people or something in the audience. It was great. But like, yeah, just kind of reconnecting with Christina and doing that part. It was like, it was the best summer that I've ever had for sure. It was amazing. It was amazing. I wish you guys could see it.
I know. Wait, well, we're desperately trying to get over there.
I know. We need to see you and Anne Juliet before you're done.
Yes. You have till March.
Okay.
So okay.
That
might be doable.
It might be doable. Yeah. Maybe after Christmas.
Yeah.
I love maybe. That. Is the theater full? Like, does it seem like audiences are hungry to be back on the West End?
Yeah, it is full. Like, I might be wrong, but I think it's 1,400. And we are normally at full capacity or maybe 1,300, like about 100 less. But that's in like the week, like Mondays to Thursdays when people are working. So in terms of ticket sales, it's doing really well. And like I said, like the weekends are packed. It's just so much. There's just so much energy in that building. And that's kind of like what you need for that show, is that energy, because all these like nostalgic hits and like having an audience on your side from the beginning, like screaming and cheering, is Yeah, it's really infectious. It's something I've missed for sure. And something that Heather's had as well, actually, because it had such a fan base. It was that was like sold out for the entire run. It was so cool.
Wait, yeah. Didn't they change Heather's? Like, they don't sing the Blue Ball song anymore?
Yeah, no, I think that song got removed kind of, I think it was before it first came to London 3 years ago.
Okay.
It was replaced for another song called You're Welcome, which the two jocks sing. I don't know why they removed it. It's quite a funny song.
It's so funny.
It's so catchy. I love it.
Yeah. Wait, okay, Jordan, so are you watching Drag Race UK?
I am watching Drag Race UK because I've got a friend who's in it.
Is it Ella Vidae?
I do know Ella Vidae and she's fantastic, but my friend is Kitty Scott-Claws.
Kitty is my favorite.
Oh, she's amazing. She's so...
I have a feeling she's going to do really well. The judges really are reacting to her positivity. Uh-huh. And honestly, her drag is great. She very, very fun.
Right. And you haven't even seen the half of it yet because she's actually so funny as well. Like when it comes to the acting challenges, I feel like that's when she's really going to show.
Okay.
Wait for it.
I was disappointed with one of the gal who got injured. I don't want to say out loud what happened, but I feel like there was a lot of big personalities in the beginning and Kitty's really been able to come through and shine.
For sure.
After some of them have faded away.
Yeah, for sure. That was really sad about the injury. I mean, I feel in Drag Race spirit, she'll probably come back, won't she, at some point?
Oh, yeah. She will. Yeah. That's what happened to Eureka. And yeah, she totally did. Uh-huh. So. Uh-huh. I think so.
Does it air over there? Same time as it airs here then? It must be.
It just sort of drops on WoW Presents Plus. I don't know what time.
Okay. I think it does. What time does it air for you?
It's on a Thursday here at like 8 p.m.
Oh, yeah. It drops It drops here at like 3 p.m. or something.
Oh,
cool.
Oh, crazy.
It's kind of fun.
Wait, so is everything else going well in your life, Jordan?
Everything is going well, you know. I'm in desperate need of a holiday. I think because going from we started Heather's at the end of May and then I went back to back into this and I just need a nice little 3 day break or something. But that's the thing, I can't complain. We've had 18 months of not working. So pull yourself together, Jordan, and get on with it. but yeah, otherwise, everything's great. Everything's good. I mean, I'm kind of looking forward to Christmas this year, which is unlike me because I'm not really into the winter season. But this year,
no?
I'm feeling a bit Christmassy and getting in the festive spirit.
Oh my God, my dream is to spend Christmas time in London. I feel like it's like so magical and cheerful and jolly over there.
It is. It's kind of similar to New York though, because New York has that like really crisp, cold, like, you know, yes. Home Alone too.
See, you're talking about Christmas in London, and I'm thinking like Love Actually, or isn't Bridget Jones' Diary Christmas too?
Bridget Jones' Diary is. And did you watch The Holiday?
Oh yes, I love Cameron Diaz and Jude Law are perfect in that movie.
Right, and I just feel like that is the ultimate Christmas movie for me.
Yeah,
I agree. It's so good. Wait, one last question, and then we'll let you go. You have a new tattoo, and I want to see it.
Ooh,
holy shit! Oh my God.
You see it well?
Look at you. You're flexing us too. I'm like, okay.
Well, I'm trying.
That's so gorgeous. What is it?
It's a Greek myth. Actually, you would know it. It's the myth of Orpheus and Eurydice.
Yeah.
It's Orpheus and Eurydice like leaving the underworld, which is actually the story of, it's not the reason I got the tattoo, but Hades Town is based on that myth.
Yeah.
But I'm just...
Are you hinting that something's happening in your career with Hadestown coming up next?
Oh, no, I wish. I mean, that's kind of... That's I'd love to play that role, but I think... It's just more... I've always really loved the Greek myths. It's always been, like, fascination of mine. My bookshelf is filled with all of the different myths, and that's kind of the one that really always stuck out to me. So then when Hadestown was created into a musical, I was like, oh my God, this is like my dream, my whole dream's coming in front of me on stage, you know, like that myth, but with Anais Mitchell's music. It's like, yeah, to me that show's like my favorite show for sure.
It's so good.
Is it playing in London? No, it's not. It's not over there. No. Yet. It was there when it tried out there.
Right, we had it here and then it's gone over there. I mean, there's talk that it will come at some point, so fingers crossed. I'd just love to see it again. I loved it. Maybe when I come over to New York, I think I'll definitely go and see it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh,
yes,
yeah.
That's a must.
Wait, Jordan, I know we were like, we're going to let you go, but have you auditioned for any TV or film roles? I feel like it's time.
I have been, actually. Funny you say that. That's kind of what I'm hoping to do in the next step in my career after this. I want to take some time to try and get into the TV industry. So I've been having meetings and things, and there are some potential things in the pipeline. So, but nothing's confirmed. It's just all in talk. So yeah, it's exciting. I'm really excited about the next chapter. It'll be...
Oh, I love it. I'm sending you good vibes. I feel like you'll really pop on screen. That'll be great.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. Thanks.
Well, Jordan, listen, it's been an honor to have you as part of the drama family, and this has been delightful to catch up with you. It's been like a while since we chatted.
It's been like a year, maybe more than a year.
I think a year and a few months.
A year and a few months, yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure. I'll come on whenever you want me to.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And maybe we'll let you know if we're over on your side of the pond anytime in the next couple months.
Let's go out.
Speaking my language. All right, well, Jordan, we'll chat with you soon.
Thank you so much, Jordan.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, Dylan. Colton, Aisha, and Jordan, could we ask for better friends of the pod? I'm like, I can't believe we just spent the last hour talking with them.
I know, we could have spent so much more. There are so many iconic guests we've had. And there's actually a few more that I think we should chat with to celebrate 2 years.
Wait, you mean there's more on the line?
Yeah, I think next week we're going to have 3 more friends of the pod come back.
Dylan, you're telling me this is like Dune? When you go see Dune in the theater, you think, okay, I'm seeing Dune, but then it's actually revealed you're seeing Dune part 1, so there's still a part 2 yet to come.
That's right, Zendaya is still on the other side of this phone call, or the drama equivalent.
Oh, I can't wait, and I am extra excited to see who's calling in, because I actually see someone calling in now.
Oh my goodness, well, I guess we'll talk to them next. And I'll talk to you next time. Drama.